Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome into our KER Politics, probably the most popular opinion program on the internet for our podcast anyway during the week in terms of radio stations. Well, we are on over 21 stations, so that certainly does speak to the popularity. Not so much, I want to stress, that speaks to the popularity more of our bloggers than anybody else. We got the show divided up today where we're going to talk a little bit about the situation in the agricultural industry in the first segment. Then we're going to talk about Durham and Sussman. Then in the second hour, we're going to talk a little bit in the third segment about the overall frustration going on in the United States right now. And then in the final segment, we're going to wrap it up by basically simplifying the overall political situation in the United States. Having said that, let's talk about the agricultural situation. You know, this seems to have started ever since the movie came out. Major movie came out, at least on the cable networks, probably about 3 or 4 months ago. They were talking about the food situation. They were talking about how the agriculture was impacting the global warming in terms of the forests, etc., etc. A lot of popularity since that thing came out. Jimmy, simplify for us, would you?
Well, I think we're facing, you know, and the administration, the regime in charge right now has talked about potential food shortages. They're blaming it on, you know, the war in Ukraine because of the fertilizer that's developed there, because of the wheat that that is produced in Ukraine.
Yeah.
They're talking about it because of supply chain issues globally. And they're blaming it all on, you know, many issues, but this comes very simply down to a global supply chain system that is buckling and failing very rapidly.
Mm-hmm. It is buckling and failing very rapidly. There's no question about that. I don't think that we're going into a serious situation with food. For example, I'm not really sure that you can attribute the trepidations that are going right on right now to Biden. I don't think they're that, quite frankly, sophisticated, and I don't think they have really any thought about trying to screw up the food chain in America. Your comments on that, Jimmy?
Well, I'm going to disagree with you on this.
Okay.
I think they're not planning food shortages. At least I hope and pray they're not
right.
Planning. But their policies are directly contributing to the food shortages. And let's start with Ukraine. The war in Ukraine and the global impact on that situation because of, you know, the lack of production and large grain producers that really feed, you know, part of, you know, not only Russia, but many parts of Europe. And that impacts the global supply chain of food because we have moved away from individual independence to this ability to transit
right.
Food and responsibilities. Now, here's where, so the failure of the Biden administration to stop this before it started, I'm going to say that is a huge contributor. Here's another very important contributor. The fact is that this administration, this regime, is pushing a climate agenda that is forcing energy prices exceptionally high. So we've got well over double the price of just a year ago for fuel and gas. That directly impacts the ability to transit and store and produce food. Everything has to be either moved one place to another because of the transportation across the ocean or from airlines or whatever in order to produce it. And of course, you need machines and tractors and everything else, distribution for your trucks from store to store. That has directly impacted the bottom line margins for some of these companies are directly impacted by the energy policies this administration is trying to force on the world in order to achieve their green energy goals.
Well, you know, it's interesting, but Jay Inslee, the governor of Washington State, who I personally think is doing an abysmal job given the way that he totally shut down the state because of this COVID situation over the last couple of years, he announced his candidacy for president just recently, and he has said that he is the only candidate, he said with a lot of pride, Jimmy, I'm the only candidate who is running at this moment in time on a global warming agenda. What do you
think? Well, he's the only one willing to stand up and say something that stupid, but yeah. That is the agenda that he's pushed in Washington State. And of course, the West Coast lefty loony climate change, you know, freaks that believe that the end of the world is coming in now 8 years. It was 12 years, but now 4 years
right.
later,
right.
8 years, the end of the world. The ridiculous arguments that they make, that's still appealing to people in his constituency. And there's a certain group out there that that believe the propaganda, that believe the fear mongering. And unfortunately, that's going to appeal to a certain groups. But I'm just going to tell you, Jay Inslee did not do well in the primaries. He never got over 1%. He's not going anywhere because he really has messed up a very good state and an easily manageable state with many, many issues, in my view.
Well, it's going to be really interesting how this thing turns out. The guy is a pretty successful politician in the sense that he is one of the longest-running governors in the state of Washington, you know, as Frieda brought up. But the fact of the matter is, I think he is way, way too far left. I mean, he has turned the state of Washington basically into a completely unionized state. Not completely, but a major unionized state when it comes to some of the industry here. And look what the result of that is. Well, Washington State, for all practical purposes up to this point in time, because of the unionization, has pretty much lost Boeing.
Yeah, it's lost Boeing. Many companies are beginning. Amazon, obviously, in Seattle, they had to move out of there because of the policies.
Right.
The government of Washington State has been able to do well because of the revenues from the large tech companies, the Amazons, Microsoft, you know, headquartered outside of, you know, in Redmond. These large, very large tech companies that have operated in Seattle have paid the bills for many, many issues. But as people are beginning to say, wait, housing prices are skyrocketing, I can't afford to live. By the way, the crime policies have just failed to protect individual citizens. It's just absolute mayhem in the major urban areas in Washington State. And that failure is impacting you know, people's decision to stay. And many, many people are leaving the state. And some of the big, large companies like Boeing have left the state. And I think it's very interesting, you know, Boeing left Seattle, headquarters left Seattle, moved to Chicago. They just left Chicago, moved to Alexandria in Virginia. Very interesting. So, but again, if we're talking about food shortages, we're talking about, you know, and Washington State produces a lot of food, raspberries, you know, massive fruit and berry right there in Whatcom County where you live. It's a very incredibly expensive, and farmers can't make it with the prices that are out there. And then, of course, this just-in-time logistics to be able to move food from one place to another without any inventories, that's what we pushed with globalization. And, of course, we're seeing the system break down because of some of these regulatory policies and, of course, all the conflict that's out there.
Well, I have to say that if Governor Inslee is the poster child for the Democratic Party in terms of the presidential nominee in 2024, I think they got the wrong poster child. I don't think there's any question about that. They may have the right poster child if they are looking for a far, far left-wing progressive. A gentleman who's not even close to being a centrist, for lack of better terms. They were an Inslee, and I think that's what they're going to get, and I don't think it'll be successful. Stick around. I'm going to be right back.